Hi, it's Yvonne here, and in today's video I'm going to talk about the four stages of a B&B guest house or inn so that you can determine where you're at, and I'm also going to give you the truth about each stage so that you can evaluate and move forwards with confidence. So whether you're new or you've been doing this for a while, this video will help you to identify the steps that you need to take to protect your business and yourself. Stage one. You just opened and everything is new and exciting, and your dream of running your very own B&B, guest house or inn, has finally come true. Guests are coming and they're saying wonderful things about you. You love it, and maybe you're wondering why you didn't do it years ago. You decided that you wouldn't get any help with the laundry or cleaning, and you take care of that yourself until you made enough money to hire someone, so you're very busy doing everything. But hey, you're loving it and everything's great. Here's the truth about this first stage. It tends not to last very long, and you could find yourself exhausted from all the unrelenting and endless laundry and cleaning. I can't tell you how long it'll take before you realise you're worn out, but I can tell you this, it will happen at some stage. So here's what to do to avoid it. Whatever you think about hiring help and the perceived expense of it, if you're running a business where you're depending on the income to support you, as opposed to a hobby where you're doing it for fun, I recommend you get some help right now. Don't wait and see how it goes. Start as you mean to go on. The second stage is the still loving it, but it's not so easy anymore stage, where you've got a steady stream of guests, but you didn't hire any help, and now you're feeling a bit overwhelmed with the daily workload. You're not exactly sure when or how the next booking is coming, and you're looking at the financials and feeling just a little bit anxious about that. So you decide to list with online travel agents because that's what everyone else seems to be doing, right? And there's an uptake in bookings. Whew. You can relax now. Commissions are a bit of a nuisance, but it's worth it because the important thing right now is just to get bookings to keep the money coming in. The guests aren't exactly the ones you'd most enjoy welcoming, and there could be a few last minute cancellations, but hey, you just have to roll with it, right? Here's the truth about the second stage. You may have more bookings, but your profitability is down because you're having to pay commissions. If you're overly reliant on online travel agents, meaning more or less 30% of your bookings, then make no mistake, they've got you and they've got all the power. And those guests could become more problematic for you over time, and resentment could creep in. And you're still doing all the laundry and cleaning yourself. Here's how to avoid this very common scenario. As in stage one, you have to get some help. You can't carry on working yourself into the ground. And when you've got help, you'll find that you'll have more time to rest and to start learning about your real job, which is getting in front of those guests who would love to book with you in a way that works for you. So let's move on to the third stage. And this is typically when you find that you can't go on like this. You're still doing most of the cleaning and laundry because you've convinced yourself that good, reliable help is really hard to find, and so it is. You're relying on online travel agents for more than 50% of your guests, and you're paying commissions left, right, and center. You cannot relate to your guests very much. I mean, who are these people who do X, Y, and Z? There's more cancellations, and the thought of a negative review keeps you awake at night. This is what I call the wilderness. You're doing everything you know how to do, and it's still not working. You might be at the end of your rope. Your dream business could be a distant fantasy, and you've no idea what happened. You've become a bit cynical, resentful, and fearful even, and you hardly recognize yourself in the mirror. Each season seems to be a repeat of the last, with more of the same challenges, and you've pretty much had enough. At this point, you may decide that you'll sell or give up and put it down to an experience. Hello, there is a way out of this. If you're willing to listen, learn, and take action, I promise you there is. You see, there are just four key areas that you really need to focus on to turn your ship around and have it running like you want it to, welcoming guests that you want and making the money that you want. I've created a framework that worked for me and dozens of owners just like you, and I'd love to show it to you free of charge. If you're interested in taking a look, then click below to register for my next masterclass and let me help you break free of the trap you've unwittingly fallen into through no fault of your own. Click below now and I'll see you there.